Once upon a time, I was not the badass bitch that I am here today. Once upon a time, I was in ninth grade. Has anyone else been in ninth grade?
Oh, yeah.
Was anyone else a goth in ninth grade? Okay. So it's health class. It's health class in ninth grade. And I am the best at health class. If you can be the best at health class. For some reason, I can always find the urethra on the diagrams. I am nailing health class. Unfortunately, that does not do a lot for my fellow students. I am a nerd, still, and I was then. And I was wearing a long sleeve t-shirt with a tank top on top of it. It was like 2004. And I had a studded belt on, I believe, and there might have been unnecessary chains between the belt loops just to set the scene. So I'm in health class, and I'm bored. And I'm sitting there, and I'm desperately trying to stretch out. Oh, that was a bad term. I am trying to spend more time than necessary on my diagram of a penis and scrotum. Because I have been done for 15 minutes, and none of my fellow students can get through this, and I'm just like, if I just check my work four times, we'll be fine here. And behind me, we're going to call him Michael. There's always a boy. Michael is talking to his friends, and I'm pointedly ignoring him because I'm a goth and we don't acknowledge people. And he's talking with his friends, and he's giggling, and I am leaned over my diagram of a scrotum, and I feel a hand on my back. Anyone who has ever worn a bra knows that hand on your back. So I feel a hand on my back, and then I feel that snap. And I'm like, I'm in health class. And then I hear giggling, and I'm like, this is fine. And then I feel the hand on my back again. And this is when I took my shot. So Michael, I am about 5'1", and Michael hasn't hit puberty yet. He's 4'11". And I turn around at my desk. So I'm sitting here, and my desk wraps around like this. And I just turn around into my desk, and I grab him by the collar, and I pull him across his desk, and I start hitting him with my left hand, which was a bad choice, admittedly. And I start hitting him with my left hand across the ear. And my health teacher does not know what to do. This is her third year out of Slippery Rock, and she has no idea what to do. And she's just like... So I am hitting him, and I'm not letting go. And then I realize that probably this is a bad choice with the scrotum diagram on my desk, and I turn back around, and I act like nothing happened. Because that's what you do when you just beat the shit out of the guy behind you. There's a part two. There's always a part two when there's a boy sitting behind you. So, she calls the office. We get summoned up. I'm sitting there in the waiting area. He's back with the assistant principal. It's been a while. I am missing whatever my next period class was, but I didn't care. And I was like, I'm going to get suspended again. Because I hit a guy. Again! And I'm sitting there, and he gets brought out. We're sitting there, and I'm sitting here. He's sitting over here, and we're looking at each other across the lobby. There's a secretary somewhere behind a divider, and I'm staring at him like, I'm going to come at you again. And he's sitting there like, I don't, what did I do wrong? And the most wonderful thing I've ever seen is Michael's mother. Gliding out of the principal's office. She is a very big, beautiful lady. She is wearing like a traditional head wrap. And her first reaction is to walk up to him and smack him out of his seat. And I was like, I feel you. I really feel you. And she turns to me and she goes, you hit him? And I was like, I... She goes, good. And then we both went back to class, and I felt so validated for pretty much the rest of my life. So thank you.